Thanks, Sarah. It's 13 minutes past 8 o'clock. Well, a proposed small modular nuclear reactor for NB Power's Point Lepreau plant could soon face a higher level of scrutiny. ARC Clean Technologies' ARC 100 reactor may undergo a federal impact assessment. That's if Canada's Environment Minister deems that necessary. It's one of two SMR projects being developed in St. John that have received millions in taxpayer dollars. Our next guest says this would be the first nuclear project in Canada to be subject to the Impact Assessment Act. Carrie Blaze is a lawyer with the Canadian Environmental Law Association. Good morning.
Good morning, Julia.
So what is a federal impact assessment exactly?
Excellent question. So impact assessment, or often more commonly known as environmental assessment, it has two main goals. One is to strengthen our progress towards sustainability, which means, you know, positive contributions to environmental and health and well-being for both present and future generations. And secondly, a core purpose of impact assessment is to ensure a transparent and accountable decision-making process where the public can weigh in.
Okay, so does that not already happen in the licensing hearing process?
So as it's currently set out, the only requirement for review for an SMR, let's say at Point Lepreau, is the licensing process. However, the licensing process, which is overseen by Canada's nuclear regulator, it is simply that, a regulatory event. And so it's much narrower. It's defined stage by stage. You're not looking at the entire life cycle or lifespan of the project.
So what sort of questions would an impact assessment ask that aren't considered currently in the process that's in place?
For sure. And so environmental assessment law developed in the 1970s, and we've had it in place since the 80s. And it used to just look at, you know, avoiding environmental impacts. And now it's grown to make sure that we're actually looking at, you know, the interaction among ecological systems and looking at social and economic and, you know, feasibility of projects before they're built. And so that is what makes impact assessment unique from a licensing process. So before we get to licensing, we would actually be asking questions like, is the project justified in light of its need, its purpose, and what are the alternatives?
Sure. So my question was, why would the government decide that this should be reviewed, that the ARC reactor should undergo the assessment?
So under the Impact Assessment Act, it adopts what we call a project list approach. And if you're on the project list, you need an impact assessment. And if you're off the project list, such as SMRs, the members of the public or a group, they can request that the minister put the project on the list and therefore, you know, require that it go through an impact assessment process. So by virtue of it not being on the project list, there was no requirement for this to happen. But as a first of its kind project, currently it's conceptual design, and this reactor has not been commercialized anywhere in the Western world. It seems like the perfect time and place to ask Minister Guilbeault to apply impact assessment law.
Okay. Moltex, the other company that's developing SMR technology, is that project going to be subject to an assessment as well?
So what we've learned from the Impact Assessment Agency of Canada is that because Moltex is both an SMR and a reprocessing plant for high-level nuclear waste, the reprocessing component would require an impact assessment. And so by virtue of that, the Impact Assessment Agency has said that the project proposed now for the mid-2030s. So if and should that project come to fruition, it would trigger the Impact Assessment Act at that time.
This could be the first nuclear project that's subject to the Impact Assessment Act. Like, why do you think that is?
So we've seen a gradual rollback of the number and type of nuclear projects that are subject to this act. And there were substantial amendments to we've always had environmental assessment law for a few decades in Canada. But in 2019, the act was revised and it effectively removed significant nuclear undertakings, you know, the decommissioning of a reactor or the refurbishment or the creation of a new one, such as an SMR, and that was taken out of the act. And we can look to successful industry lobbying for that. There was significant public pushback at the time, but unfortunately it did result in the act being amended and nuclear projects effectively being left out.
So how could the Act be strengthened in your view?
So luckily, the Act does have this mechanism where if a community has concerns about the impact of a project near them, they can request the minister to designate it, so to speak, for impact assessment. And so that's essentially what the Coalition for Responsible Energy Development in New Brunswick did, was they recognized there's this mechanism, we can request one. Because it's not automatically required, there still is this mechanism that allows the public to request one.
Why do you think it's important for these SMR projects to undergo this kind of assessment?
So especially for a first of its kind project like an SMR, and an SMR, each one is different. So Moltex is different from ARC, and the waste they produce and the fuels they use, those are all different. So there isn't a one size fits all when it comes to an SMR. And so when this is a first of its kind project, not only in Canada, but globally for such designs, it's critical that you have the highest level of procedural protections, of information, and impartial review. And so those are just a few of the things that the impact assessment process would allow both affected community members and decision makers to turn their minds to.
You're echoing a question sent in just now by Sean Rouse on Twitter, who says that there's not a working SMR anywhere in the world right now. He's wondering, why should New Brunswick be on the bleeding edge of this technology, in his words? Like, do you think that this kind of assessment could help answer those doubts and those questions?
Absolutely. And so impact assessment, regardless of, you know, your opinion, if you think we should have nuclear or not as part of our electrical mix, the impact assessment process would allow us to get to those questions. So we hear, you know, promotional statements from industry that their SMRs are inherently safe or they're cost effective. And the impact assessment process would allow us to actually pick that apart. So you would have to have an economic feasibility study. You would have to actually have a technical study as well. And you could, and that would attract, they'd be public documents and the public can comment on them. Impartial experts can comment on them. And then that eventually would go to a panel that's not being decided by the nuclear regulator alone, but a panel of other expertise.
So now that the ARC project is going to be reviewed, where does this go from here?
So we're hoping it will be reviewed. We're waiting until January 2nd, and that's when the minister must make his decision as to whether this will require an impact assessment. So from here, we know that ARC wants to apply for a site preparation license. So they want a license for the site so they can begin preparation activities. And we've been informed they want to do that in June of next year. So if the minister says, yes, an impact assessment must occur for this project, that would have to come first. So now that licensing would not be able to occur in June.
Is there an indication at this point of what those site preparation activities would entail?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. So another nuclear proponent in Ontario has also applied and received a site preparation activity. And it's at that stage that it's critical that you're looking at, you know, the viability of the site, especially when you have, you know, Point LePreux already operating to host another nuclear reactor and what that might mean for, accident risk and safety precautions. But the proponents will likely frame it, as we've seen in Ontario at the Darlington nuclear site, as being much less risky behaviors, you know, putting up a fence, putting in some dirt, grading the site, those types of things. But it is at that stage that the public should be asking critical questions about, you know, what does this mean for accident modeling, for emissions to the environment and to the BEA funding?
Because the public has a huge stake in this. Millions of dollars in public funds have already been invested here. Like, given that, how confident are you that the Impact Assessment Agency of Canada and the federal government is going to be objective when they look at this?
There's no question that the federal government is being lobbied by the nuclear industry. And we know that because the nuclear industry itself released in 2018 what they called the SMR roadmap. And among the recommendations in this SMR roadmap of how Canada could deploy SMRs was a recommendation that there not be impact assessment for these projects. And so this is absolutely a uphill battle by a community group that wants to ensure the project in their province goes under the most participatory and rigorous review.
Another question here from Laura Myers. Laura writes, thank you for your guests this morning talking about SMRs possibly getting an environmental assessment. Is there something that the public can do to show that they want this to happen?
That's a really great question. So the Impact Assessment Agency of Canada, when they responded to the Coalition of Responsible Energy Development, and they said, yes, you know, the 90-day review has been triggered and the minister will let you know by January 2nd, they also stated that if the public has concerns or wants to express their comments on the matter, they can reach out. And so, you know, you can reach out to Minister Guibeau, the Environment Minister, directly. You can reach out to the Impact Assessment Agency, and you can register your comments. It's a very specific number, but you could reference the project reference number, which is 83998.
83998?
That's correct, yeah.
Carrie Blaze, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you so much, Julia. Glad I could be here.
That's Carrie Blaze, a lawyer with the Canadian Environmental Law Association. We did reach ARC Clean Technology for comment on this story, and this is the statement that we received. It says, ARC Clean Technology fully supports the important regulatory processes that are designed to protect the environment and the well-being of Canadians. Our advanced small modular reactor technology offers inherently safe, reliable, and carbon-free power, and we are well prepared to participate in any environmental impact processes that are required by provincial and federal jurisdictions. And again, that is from ARC Clean Technology. Now, if you have thoughts on this, on the SMR issue, or anything else that you've heard this morning, you can always email us, infoamstjohn@cbc.ca. You can call us on TalkBack, too, at 632-7747. Toll free, 1-800-632-7743. And those numbers also work to get in your public service announcements.